following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey, this is Joe.
And this is Kate.
And this is Nick Callis, you guys.
And you know, podcasts can be good depending on the guest.
That's absolutely correct. And today we have an exceptional
And this
podcast.
One, Nick ruined it.
This is...
Listen.
This is probably the best episode of this podcast, and you're going to love it.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wall.
We got another guest today.
A returning guest. Oh. Nick Callis is here.
Oh, hey.
When he's back. That was the last time it was a while ago.
How long ago? I guess it was like
summer,
4 or 5 months ago. But we've had a lot of requests. You probably don't know this because you don't pay attention to all your tweets.
I have seen some tweets that he's in. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I know who that is.
Yeah. Ladies love.
There was one chick who was just like fucking all about it. Like she was retweeting everything and then tweeting.
You get shit. A lot of those girls though.
Like, I get a handful of people that happen to be of the female gender on Twitter specifically who say things to me.
Like
that was the most vague sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was pretty vague.
I do get.
No, I don't know. People will tweet at me, and it's a certain type of person I've noticed.
Well, they're very behind you. They're very supportive of
you. Sure.
But what you do is you retweet a lot of them.
I don't anymore.
Interesting.
Because I used to do it because I was insecure. And then I would do it.
That's very honest. I
appreciate whatever.
It. Yeah,
whatever. Someone tweets a thing at you and you, well, everyone should see it.
Everyone should know how great I am.
Hey, just so you know, other people think this. It's not just me. I didn't make the Twitter. And then I was like, okay, it's kind of gross. Because I hate it when people do it. But when you see a billboard that's advertised in multiple parts of the same city, you understand that that is a product that people buy. And you start to realize that that's a good product. You know what I mean?
Like, you've totally lost me. I don't know what you're talking about.
What
anymore.
He's saying is that if you're retweeting and you're constantly seeing people say good things about something, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. Let me check it out.
It's interesting because comics or like other artists, whatever, see other comics tweeting stuff like that and they hate it. And I hate it too. But people who are on Twitter because they're following their interests, like the slogan is, of Twitter, they see stuff like that and like, all right, so here's the thing. If I retweet a compliment, like, which I truly, it bugs me to do, like clockwork, within a couple minutes, two other people will say something to me. And I don't care. It's not because I'm trying to collect compliments. I don't care about that. People do that. They check out your page and most of the time there's a link in the tweet. So people undoubtedly see stuff. And I just want, and also like if people tweeted me and go, hey, I hated this, they watched it. I don't care. Like, I'm supposed to like not tweet stuff or retweet stuff just because I'm scared that other people are gonna go, you little fool. I don't care. Fuck you.
You're right. You know what? Don't care about what people think. But I did notice that you retweet all of the compliments. Maybe not anymore. But I was like, look at Nick retweeting.
Well, also like most of the time when people are like, ugh, that guy retweets compliments. You don't get any compliments and you know it.
Maybe.
You know it.
But let's talk about Nick. His Instagram is out of control, and I know you always defend it, so I'm sorry to bring it up, but I'm also excited.
I'm not going to defend it.
Okay.
It's indefensible.
I need to show you, actually. His Instagram.
I'm glad that we started this podcast by talking about how egomaniacal, vain, narcissistic, and insecure I am.
No. Listen.
Wait, is it worse than mine?
Yours can be so...
You're a good-looking cat. I can't imagine that.
I'll get into Joe's.
But that's... See, what he said about the retweeting thing, like... I don't do that. I do it every 2 days. I'll retweet something just to get the...
You do things like this,
dude,
that's a silly photo.
I didn't know if it was...
Joe will do this for real with his arm up, holding a fucking puppy.
I feel like I've seen that picture. I'm sorry, I have a dog.
Dude,
no, but also his shirt's off and Joe's holding his dog and he's just like...
But also like this...
Sunday morning and I'm like...
Good. I support it.
And girls are almost like, girls are like, oh my God, marry me.
Here's what I'll do. If you look at any of my most like seemingly vain pictures, if you read the caption,
yeah, but
it'll okay. be like, this is the face okay, I okay, make okay. when I suck your dad's dick. Yeah, but
you're
dick.
It's just an you're still just trying to make it funny to post it. Okay.
Right.
So completely. So Joe, listen.
But like, why is that a crime?
No.
For you to think I'm
Nick,
handsome.
Every time I see one of these selfies, it makes me happy. You bring joy into my heart.
Then there you go.
So, okay, here's the caption he wrote. I diarrheaed in my pants immediately after this selfie.
He probably did.
But he posts this kind of picture all the time. And it kills me.
I mean, I feel like that's a solid photo.
You guys, follow Mr. Nick Callis on Instagram, please.
No, it's not good. It's either one of two things. It's like gratuitous, uncomfortable selfies where you go like, is he alone? Like in his world? Or it's just like a funny video or like a stupid, funny, like comedy picture. It's one of two. But it's also, hey, it's my fucking face. So when people go like, oh, all I gotta do is post up. Yeah, it's my face. So if you hate it, you don't like me. And that's fine. Don't follow it.
I like you. I think you're great. But I think sometimes those selfies are a lot. And Joe, let's go to Joe's.
There's a lot going on.
It's funny. I've been doing a lot of tweets lately about pictures that annoy me. So maybe I just have a thing.
Well, you know what it is, man? I don't have like a good life. Like my life is good, but I'm not like doing cool shit. Like you, if you're like, why don't you post a picture of you water skiing? Because I'm fucking water ski. You know what I do most of the time? I sit alone and I think about comedy. I either make comedy or I'm alone doing nothing, thinking and ruminating about how much everything's terrible.
Don't make us sad for you.
No, but I'm saying like people, like if you go on any chick's Instagram, it's like, this is me when I was at this. And this is me when I was at, bitch, you don't have that many events in your life. Like you're amalgamating this perception of you on social media to make people think that you're this person who is like everywhere and doing everything, and that's not life. Yep. Take a picture of you taking shit, you crusty, the real breakfast you had.
I agree. I want to see crusty pictures of you, Nick.
Yeah, there's plenty on there.
Look at this hunk, Joe Santagato, laying in bed.
He looks hot as shit.
That's clearly a joke, Kate.
No, I know.
But yes, it's a joke, but also he's a hot He's also a hot dude, so.
Here's the deal, all right? A lot of times, sometimes I look at my Instagram and go, oh, well, I haven't posted a selfie in a while. I need to stir the pot here.
There you go.
Stir the pot.
I gotta do that.
There's a lot in the culture about like fat shaming and all this shaming of people who have qualities that are objectively less valued.
Am I selfie shaming right now?
Well, what you're doing is you're shaming people who are objectively attractive.
That is not
true.
What you're
doing here.
That is not true at all.
What are you doing right now?
No, I'm douchey shaming. I'm douche shaming.
What are you doing? What makes a douche?
I'm going to show you.
Well, is this what makes a douche?
Okay.
Is this what kind of... Confidence. Is that... Because if that's what... Because is... Confidence. Is that what makes a douche?
No.
Because you better believe I'm a douche if... Confidence.
You think that what that is confidence? I would say it's insecurity. Blatant, dripping insecurity.
Yeah, but you know what I code it with? Confidence.
I can't.
I don't think it is, honestly. Honestly, more of the reason why I'll post a selfie is because that's what works on Instagram.
Okay, hold on. I have posted some selfies, and I will show you them, okay? And sometimes I've posted a douchey selfie.
Look,
that's fine.
Everybody's insecure. Every single person's insecure.
I'm a huge
everybody.
I agree.
Everybody expresses
I'm one of the
in different ways.
Insecure I feel people like of all time.
I will gladly put my name out there as like the most openly. I'm like you said, cripplingly, drippingly insecure. I think you're just mad that I'm handsome while I'm doing it. I think you're just mad that I look good. People always get mad at people that are like sexy.
Nick.
Like you're mad people are mad at celebrities for like their lives suck too. They just look good while their lives suck.
Okay, but Nick, look me in the eye. Boom. Eyes, both of them.
Okay.
You tell me, you think that I hate on your selfies because you're handsome.
No. But I think that if I was ugly in the selfies, you'd have a different reaction. You'd go, look at him trying.
That's not true.
Dude, I think it is, actually.
It is. It's true. Dude, if you saw like a girl, there's always somebody on Facebook who's just constantly putting selfies up. And
okay,
they're not somebody who is objectively, traditionally.
Just listen. Don't say this girl's name. I did a tweet about this picture where I said, please don't make a duck face in your breastfeeding picture. Douchey. It's not because she's good looking. It's there's douchiness in it. It's just like, what are you doing?
That's
taking
actually hysterical, though, because her and her baby are both puckering their lips. I mean, she's hot. She's hot.
No, it's just like
I want to be
you're
that
taking
baby.
A breastfeeding
I mean,
picture.
It
do
is
you need
weird.
To try to look hot? Like, just look
is
like
that
a normal
a joke
person.
Or not? Because if it's a joke, it's hysterical.
This
if
is
it's
not a joke.
But then that's a rare that species of human being that gives literally no fuck about not needing to be fucked at any moment.
She has a beautiful, gorgeous husband who fucks her all the time.
Clearly, there's a baby in that picture. Yeah.
But to me, that's a douchey picture. Like, I see that and I'm like, please, why?
But then you know what? Unfollow her.
I did.
Well, then don't keep looking back at her pictures because they're working on you. Like, my little brother will sit at home and be like, oh, fucking hate. A commercial will come and will fucking hate it. And he knows every word of the commercial. Like, it's working on you. It's having an effect.
It is. There's transference. I wonder why.
I'd like to make it abundantly clear that I don't care about Instagram or Twitter or any of that shit.
You have a lot of Twitter followers. Not yeah, like Joe Santagato.
Thank you.
I'm getting up there. I've got over 3,000.
Have you ever seen my brother's Instagram?
No.
It's just pictures of him.
Keith?
Looking like an asshole. If you go to his Instagram, every picture is just him with some fucking crazy face. And I'm like, dude, why don't you... You know what it is, though? It's a defense mechanism. Like, he's like, if I post a selfie, then people are going to think that I think that I look good. And I don't want them to think that I think that. So
oh,
I'm just
I
gonna,
love your brother's
so
Instagram,
I'm just gonna do
actually.
This face.
But, dude, that's exactly right. And everybody's Instagram is some weird aversion of...
No, you know what?
What their
I take back
are.
Everything I've ever said in my life. Because...
Here's that's a bit aggressive.
This is why. No, because like, look, I'm proving me wrong right now. I'm going to show you a picture of a selfie I've taken, and I'm still taking a selfie where I look pretty, but I make a silly face to make it okay.
Right, which is dumb.
And, see what I mean?
Right, right. But like, here's the thing.
But
so,
I'm adorable.
So that's dumb. Or making a face where you look just genuinely fine and pretty is dumb, or a picture of your family picnic is dumb. Instagram is stupid as shit. There's no reason. Like, people are just following each other to be followed by the other person, and it's just closing their eyes and putting the phone away and going, I know that that person's watching me, is what makes you feel good. You don't actually care about the individual photo or moment that you're seeing when you look at a person's Instagram. I don't give a shit. I've never looked at a person. I've gone like, oh, this comic book Vine Instagram account posted the Batman Superman trailer. I'm excited about it. But I don't care about like a picture from somebody's life at all. Like, I don't follow anyone on Instagram. I follow my brother because when he's out in California, I don't know what he's doing at all. So it's a way to not have to have a phone call. Or I follow like comic books and stuff. Like, I don't care at all about anyone's stuff, because if you really give a shit, you'll call him or you'll Google it. Like, Instagram is the worst way to get information of any kind.
Instagram is really just like, there's no other way to explain it other than look at me, tell me it's cool.
Right.
That's it.
There you go. That's what I tried to say.
That's okay. All it is.
Well,
and took 45 cents.
I regret.
It's just like, look at me. I'm cool. Right?
Right.
Right, guys?
I like Instagram. Yeah. Sometimes you're in the mood just to look at pictures. It really
you know
fills,
what it should
it
be
fills
called?
That need.
Should be called Insecuregram. Hey, guys, I'm a professional comedian. I do stand-up. I make videos sometimes if you want to check me
Insecure
out.
Insecuregram.
Can we talk? Nick, last time you were on our podcast, you were doing this lonely sailor bit.
Was I?
22-year-old who's going to die alone.
I have a girlfriend.
How's that working out?
Well, it worked. The listeners chimed in, and I... No, yeah, I have a girlfriend.
How long?
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm going to do the mom voice. So how long?
We have been going steady like the 1950s since, we like dated for a few weeks and then we kind of, but we were like, I don't know, a couple months. We've been together a few months, a couple months.
I really want you to tell this one story that I love about, I think she wanted you to go on this like haunted hayride thing. Can you please tell? No, really? Come on. Really? You're not able to tell it?
It's not.
I told you. I said I want you to tell it.
Well, okay. Here's what you have to understand about me telling stories.
It's honestly one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
You kind of have to like prompt me the version of the story I told you, because whatever I told you is true, but it was the version that was funniest in that moment.
Okay. Can I lead up to it?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I don't care. Go.
So this is what I think is funny about certain dynamics in relationships. Okay. Is when like Nick's personality is a little, I don't want to say tough, because you're actually very sweet and sensitive, but you've got more like, you have a roughness to you. Like, you can say things that a really sweet girl might be like, what? Right, was that a good?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment.
You know, so like for like a non-comedian, just normal civilian, some of the things you do or say could be intense.
You know what it is? I kind of think every reaction to something is silly, so they all feel valid. Like, there's not really something that I won't say.
Right. Well, I mean,
whether it be really like affectionate.
One time
or
I hung
really
out with
angry.
You. One time I hung out with you, and you were walking up behind tourists who had no idea what was going on, and he was giving them the middle finger just for fun, but behind their back. So that's what I'm saying. That's not like normal person behavior.
Yeah. Well, that's to make me and my friends laugh, or
totally.
If I'm alone.
But what I'm saying is that's a bit of your personality, right?
Sure.
You're not. Okay.
Yeah.
You're pushing people's limits.
Right. But if they turn around and they catch me, I'll go, oh, are you okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's still weird, Nick, because you're like up in their space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, he shouldn't have been walking there.
Okay. Right. So here, I'm still trying to lead up to the story.
Yeah,
so
where the fuck is this?
So his girlfriend's like a sweet, normal girl who I think wants to get married and like have nice,
all irrelevant story. She's a girl.
She's a sweetheart. She's a salt of the earth American, real independent woman.
Yes.
She is. She's great.
So I led you up to the point.
Right.
So now she wants to go to a haunted hayride.
No, it's not a haunted hayride. She wanted to go, and we went, and it was awesome, granted.
Okay.
And we went to Sleepy Hollow for, like, they have, like, a cemetery tour. Where you go like through the cemetery and it's like murder and mayhem. So like you go through and they're like, Andrew Jackson fucking died here or whatever. And you're like, oh shit, I didn't even know that. And then, so I'm confused as to what part of the story you want me to tell, because a lot happened.
I'm telling your story
just
now.
You kind of have to, because I don't really know exactly what.
So Nick told me that she was like having him look it up, I think, before online or
make
something.
Make sure that you protect anyone who may hear this when you tell this story, or me.
Well, this is why I asked you before, and you were like, yes.
Did someone
and now
get
I feel
fucking
like,
murdered?
And now I
what
feel like,
dude, I don't remember the version of the story that I told. I kind of think I have an idea.
Well, now I'm like, should I let go of it? Should I just say, forget it? Jump off a bridge? Like, what? Okay, I'm telling
you. I thought we were
going
to talk about, would you date a blind person?
We were, but I told you, I said, I want you to tell that story. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I'm telling it.
Tell
this
it.
This is your fault now. So,
dude,
I asked.
Now my memory is like, what the fuck did I fucking kill somebody? Like,
no,
what did I do?
You said a word that she misheard.
Oh, this story? Tell that one. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus.
You just inceptioned me to think there was a different story.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. All right.
I'm completely confused.
Yeah, me too, man.
Is someone gonna tell the fucking story?
So she asks Nick to look at this website, and he goes, this is the perfect place for me to murder you. And the phone kind of broke up, and she said, oh my God, did you say to marry me? And he goes, no, murder you. And to me, that's the funniest thing.
Well, that's not even what was funny about it is to me, she goes, wait, did you say that would be the perfect place to marry me? And I was like, no, I said murder you. And she goes, and she's hurt. She hangs up she hangs up the video chat. She like, oh, and then clicks it off. And I'm laughing hysterically now. So I call her back. She doesn't answer. Call her back. She doesn't answer. Call her back. She answers. She's like, how could you say that? And then I proceeded to explain to her that I am 22 years old and I am a comedian and I have big dreams. It would be way easier for me to get away with killing you and hiding your body than marrying you and having to live the rest of my life together.
And that made her feel better, Nick. You're like, so
oh,
I had to call
no,
her back
this
to explain
was a fight.
How dissolving her body in acid was
okay,
cleaner.
Okay, is that a terrible thing to say? Is it a terrible thing to do? Absolutely. Is it morally reprehensible? Of course. But is it easier for a 22-year-old comedian to make it in this godforsaken business as a murderer or as a married man? Now, the answer is clearly, it's clearly a murderer.
I'm going to say married man, actually.
Why? Are you kidding me? Babe, I gotta run out and do a show. You said you were gonna take the kids to the movie. I can't. I have a
show.
We
didn't say anything about kids.
Here's what.
Married.
If you okay, but what? But you know what happens next? Because you know you got a kid.
First of all, I got knocked up first. Okay, and I was pregnant
so
in my wedding dress.
So you didn't even need to get married.
No, I still was unable to let go of that little dream I had as a little girl of a man fulfilling every dream I ever had.
Let me ask you this.
It didn't work out that way. All right,
Nick. But here's a question. Ready?
Yes.
Before you get pregnant, had you just murdered that guy? Wouldn't you be a little further in comedy? Well, I mean, wouldn't you be a little further?
You're
in
the
comedy?
Worst human ever.
I'm up there.
No, because you know what? It was Shane, my little baby angel boy, that woke me up. Helped me to get healthy. And I didn't even find my highest excitement, my heart, my soul, until that little boy came here and woke me up.
No,
so,
he's a solid dude.
He is a solid dude.
I'm just saying. Probably would have hit a few more mics had you not been pregnant. And that's just my take on the situation.
You're right. I might be a little further along. But would I be happier? No. And what's our real journey, our real destination? Being our true selves, being happy and authentic. And that's where I've gone to. But you be a successful comedian who hates themselves, Nick. Go right on ahead.
I'm fine with that. I want to at least accomplish it, and then I'll decide whether or not I hate myself later. And also, if I'll always hate myself. That shit doesn't go away.
Oh, name see, a, now I got sad.
Name
I
a
don't
person.
Think so.
Name a person who goes, yeah, I'm good. This is good.
There are a lot of people. Mm, okay. Oprah.
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 Oprah. The worst human alive?
Deepak Chopra. She's not the worst human alive.
I'd like to hear this theory.
Oprah is one of the worst people out there. I really mean this. I really do. I really, really.
Yeah, we
really
heard you,
it.
But we're waiting for the.
Oh,
explanation.
I don't have like a reason. I just think she stinks. She stinks. She gets on TV. She's like,
Joe,
this is the best.
Joe is happy. He's centered. He's successful. He's good looking. He has a hot girlfriend. He's happy.
What is the question?
What was that? What was,
pick just, someone who is good with themselves, Joe.
Right, but on the
and I'm getting better. I mean, I'm actually
I think
doing.
What he's
like,
saying, but I don't trust
he's
a single person. Who, yeah,
like, he's not like so, like he's not like I'm good with this. This is it. I'm fine here.
Right.
I'm not gonna even. I'm just gonna relax now.
Right.
Do you understand?
I don't think Joe's there either. If you're not constantly evolving, you're drowning.
No, exactly. I didn't say that.
No, look,
that's
man.
What I think he
no.
said.
Look, I'm
miscommunication
a,
here.
Yeah, but he says right. it in such
between
a negative
the
way.
The dragon, the sorceress,
the fire dragon,
the
sorceress
back of
queen.
A Yu-Gi-Oh right. card.
Yeah,
versus
exactly.
reality. Reality.
Reality is a lot
a
more
Yu-Gi-Oh
interesting
card.
Than you think.
Reality versus the nine-tailed dragon queen of. Whatever nonsense.
That sounds. Okay. That definitely sounds like one of the cards that you have in that deck.
Is it? It is.
I am actually going to be starting a new podcast soon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not comfortable with the way I've come off on this so far.
Called Break Free, where I get to talk about, first of all, finding your true, authentic self, and then I get to talk about the crazy out there.
Yeah, you should break
stuff.
Free from that idea.
Without people making fun of me. But you've actually been really good with me. You've been way on board with my out there concepts. In the beginning, I think you were a little like, what the fuck? Especially when I used to bring Tim on, you were like, what is happening? But now I feel like you're used to my personality.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Fucking shut you out?
No, but I feel like you don't just... I feel like you're into it.
I definitely... I'm not shutting doors. I don't know anything about it. So how can I be like, yeah, no, that's fucking dumb.
Yeah, but I went on his podcast. We talked about aliens the whole time, and he was like into it.
I love aliens.
See,
they're really cool. Men in Black. Men in Black is a good Independence Day.
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2 is solid.
Mars Attacks.
I mean, of course, Alien is the classic. I think Predator is sort of an alien.
So you believe aliens exist, Nick?
Yes, I do. But
do you think
not
that they've had any
because
contact?
I close my eyes and believe in myself or whatever you do. I believe in aliens because I read an article about Mars and about how they found microscopic ice on the planet. Now, if you know anything about science, the building blocks of everything,
wow.
you'll know.
So condescending.
I know nothing about science, but I do know that
you read an article.
But if there's water somewhere, that's the building blocks of life, and that it is you can only theorize. That there will be life on another planet if there is water there, and that would then fit the qualifications of aliens. Yes. Do I think that aliens
are... Wait, can you hear his voice changing as he gets more condescending? Go on. Continue.
Do I think that aliens, like, go inside my nostrils when I'm sleeping and then help me, like, have a better day? No, I don't, because that's nonsense.
She's Kate, so angry. She's smiling, but she's so angry.
Okay, This is how I feel.
Okay, let's hear how you feel.
Well, first of all, the universe is comprised of all the same elements. Okay?
That's a fair assessment. Carry on.
So, of course, there have been other awesome magical combinations where life is there. I mean, even if you go to the bottom of the sea, the ocean.
Sure.
Where there isn't a lot of oxygen, you see life thriving.
Sure. And I'm going to nitpick here, but not magical, because you said magical. Magic.
I think life is magical. Okay, I think existing is magical.
But magic, not real, so, but go ahead.
Thank you for interrupting with negativity. And
just factual correctness. Just try to be factual.
No, okay. You're not being factual. You're being...
Well, magic, not real, but go ahead.
Magic is real.
But it's not real,
God,
so go
that's
ahead.
Sad for you.
Okay, the word magic seems like it's a little bit relative, I think.
You know? You're right. Thank you, Joe, for keeping it real.
Okay, sure. But like, all right, go ahead.
So, there's life at the bottom of the ocean where they literally like breathe sulfur as a way to live, right? So, of course, life will find a way, Jurassic Park, to keep going.
Why the fuck did you point at me?
Sure.
Because didn't we talk about that on your podcast? Life finds a way. And I was like, Jurassic Park.
Now, which Jurassic Park are you quoting?
I don't... Shut up.
No, but I just want to know, because if you're quoting Jurassic World, which is the newest one, you've believed in aliens for about a decade. So, I'm just saying.
I think it was the first one.
Okay.
Jurassic Park. But thank you.
Go ahead.
For trying to poke holes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so first of all, yes, there's absolutely life out there.
Right.
Some have no means of communicating. It's very basic. Fine. But they're
just
going
to throw this out there. So real quick.
So
Jurassic Park, not real. So it's a fictional movie now. So when they say life finds a way.
You think that life doesn't find a way.
When they say life finds a way in that movie, it's about dinosaurs. And dinosaurs aren't real.
Dinosaurs they were and they existed. Life found a way back
right.
then.
But the whole premise of that movie is that like because
I'm
then,
looking to you to help me.
I don't know why you should keep pointing at me.
Because then a meteor shower and then life didn't find a way. So
it's
dinosaurs
funny, Nick,
all died.
Because I believe you to be a smart person, but when it comes to aliens, you really drop the ball. But
yeah, well, because you know,
no, it's
not
because,
real. But go ahead.
No, it's because of childhood wounding.
Uh-huh. Yes, I was fucked by an alien.
No, they abducted me. You're closed off to some magical components because I have said this to you before. I think you have superpowers that are turned inward against you and you're scared to step into them and to see the magic. You're scared to really open up and that's okay. You're scared. It's okay.
All of those things are 100% true. They have nothing to do with aliens.
Because you're being so closed-minded to these other things that I call magic, but they're also science. You just, whatever. So anyway, my point is with the aliens, there are aliens that have evolved past where human life is and they have means of communicating with us, but past the ways that we use technology.
Prometheus. You just described the plot of the movie.
Okay,
Prometheus.
I didn't see that movie.
That, if you see that movie, then you're like, oh shit, I don't even need to believe this anymore because they did it already. They made a movie out of it.
You guys are the best of friends.
We are good friends.
I love you.
Nick is one of my favorite people, but not when it comes to this subject.
Aliens?
Yeah, aliens are some parts of spirituality. I mean... I feel like you're very closed-minded to those things.
Well, people like to use the words closed-minded and narrow-minded all the time, but like, why would you open your mind to wrong shit?
It's not wrong. I mean? It's not. You're just scared to challenge certain beliefs.
What I like to do is open my mind, and I'll take some of that shit in, but not necessarily believe it, but find out if it's true or not. And if I think it's wrong, then I'll just
You're not even open to like taking it.
I've done this. I'm being all jokes aside. I'm not gonna be condescending or joke around anymore. If you send me something that has, or even explain to me in detail with empirical evidence that suggests that aliens not only exist but are affecting human day to day life, I will suck an alien's dick.
I would love to see that. There's a book, Nick, called Government Officials Go on the Record. I would like for you to read that before you come at me with some condescending tone. Is that a deal?
Deal.
They're shaking hands right now. I want everyone to know that.
Let's take a quick break.
Your skin was kind of slimy on that handshake.
Shut up,
maybe
Nick.
Aliens are real.
I am an alien, but... We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to answer an email from a fan.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way.
With an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Hey, guys, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back, and I was saying I do believe I'm an alien.
And guys, I just want everyone to know, I swayed. I now believe in aliens since the commercial break. No, I do. I swear to God. I do. I thought about, I listened to the podcast, the first half, and you made some good points. Jurassic Park, all that.
Joe, do you have anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm completely confused by the alien conversation.
You were so down on your podcast.
I actually do believe
in
aliens.
I'm down, but you guys aren't even arguing actual aliens. You're arguing fucking movies. Or like whatever. Word that you're using. I don't even know. I think that there's aliens out there because the universe is fucking huge. We don't know half the most of the shit that goes on out there.
Exactly.
Obviously,
right, but she believes in aliens because when she drops a bottle cap, it lands on the outside. That's why you believe in aliens.
That's not true. You're exaggerating it, so I sound like a flake. I hate that. Do you know? Calm down. I went to a comedy show a couple days ago, and there was this one comedian. I'm not going to mention his name. I gave him a tarot card reading, thinking he was an open-minded, sweet individual. He started being super condescending. Sending way more so than you, and I read something in his cards where he's a twisted up on the inside person, got a little too close to the heart with him, and he like snapped on me. He was being so condescending. He was calling me a phony. He's like, you get caught up in your own story. And I was like, I hear what you're saying and how it could seem like that, but I used to be atheist and I've questioned everything. Me getting to this point, I wasn't born believing everything. Like I said, I was atheist. I believed in nothing. If you asked me what my sign was, I would spit in your face. I've gone through experiences. I've done a lot of research. I'm a smart fucking person. So when people come at me like that, I get a little feisty because I am a red dragon sorceress queen, bitches.
But you're just a lady, so you're not a dragon. I'm just saying.
It's one of just my energy.
No, I feel what you're saying. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Shut up.
No, you are a dragon. You are. No, I mean it. Why can't
no,
I?
No, you don't.
You're
not,
now you're laughing at me, so you're forcing me.
Because you just said, "I'm sorry, you are a dragon."
Right. So when you say you're a dragon, it's totally serious. And then if I say you're a dragon,
do you think I'm a dragon, Joe?
What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know what that means. I don't know. What is a dragon?
Look at your friend and tell me if she's a dragon.
Okay, well, I don't know. Do you think I'm a dragon, Joe?
I think you're a dragon.
Know.
I look at you and I'm
you're
like,
a king
that's
of pentacles.
A dragon.
I can tell you you're a king of pentacles, which is someone who's mastered the physical world.
You're fucking right. I am.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I don't fucking know. Well, I don't know what a dragon
when
is.
The
what
only
the
options
fuck?
Are like King of Pentacles, Warrior of Zudukra. Like, yeah, people are going to be like, yeah, fucking I am that. Like, because it sounds
cool
as shit.
You know what's
so shit.
Funny? When I broke down Nick one time and I said he's a mixture of what? Batman. Because of the brooding cynicism.
Go ahead. Carry on.
Spider-Man.
Carry on.
And the Joker.
Absolutely.
With your dark humor and cynical, the world is against me kind of things. You retweeted that shit.
Yeah, because it was true.
Yeah.
It was 100% true.
I'm good at reading people's energy. King of Pentacles, amongst other things. You're growing. You're going to be evolving a lot.
Feeling a lot of evolution coming from him. And that's just the energy that I'm getting, that I'm picking up on right now. Because I'm picking up on a lot of energies, and I can feel evolution.
And you know what? Something about Nick is he actually is almost just as sensitive as I am and can pick up on energies, but he's scared of his own powers. So he's pretending
true.
He can't, but he's actually picking up on
this
real
is
shit.
True. I'm like,
he's
I'm
not.
A lot like Blade in a lot of ways. I'm sort of in between two
and
worlds.
And you are going to be evolving immensely and having big heart openings, and it's going to be cool.
I see it.
I'm excited to witness it.
Very cool. A lot of progress was made, I feel like.
I'm completely thrown off by this whole fucking time.
I'm going to read an email. From a listener. Okay. I've been on a couple online dating sites. Okay, Cupid, Plenty of Fish, a little bit over 2 years now. And I've yet to find someone that is okay with dating someone who is blind. I've mentioned on my profile that I'm blind and open with it and also independent. And I've sent some messages out to a few girls that I liked what their profile said, and they never seem to be interested or just completely ignore me after reading my profile. I've also not mentioned in my profile that, okay, wait, sorry. I have also not mentioned in my profile that I was blind, and then I got messages back. But when I come out and then I'm honest with them after getting to know them, they completely shut me out. I'm not the most handsome guy, nor am I the ugliest guy. And I do have interesting qualities about myself, as I am humble, I play in a punk rock band, and also make hip hop music for a few local rappers. Okay, I'm going to skip some of this because it's
so long. This is a young man.
Young man.
You have age?
I don't know age, but he's just saying, I just want to know, would any of you date someone who is blind? And if so, would you be able to see a future with that person? If the answer is no, please explain. No offense would be taken.
Here's what
also, any advice for me on what I should do?
Okay, hold on. Here's what I say. First advice, get the fuck off dating sites. first of all, because
wait, this is gonna be rude, but like, how does he see
the sight? Like, yeah, I don't know. But
how does he see them, sure, or read them?
Your buddies just might not be putting you on the side. They might just be going, yeah, dude, you're on there. Don't worry.
I don't know. But
I'm saying, how has he reached out?
That's what I mean. I kind of feel like maybe this is like a partial blindness case. Is that possible?
Probably just reads it to him. Like, he might have like a thing.
Oh, someone. Oh, there's their program. Like, thank you.
Oh, yeah, shit. He can hear.
Okay.
He can hear.
No, but like, this is what I'll say, that it's hard. Like, will I sit here and be like, I would never date a blind person? I'm not going to say I would never date a blind person, because, like, I think it would be extremely hard to date a blind person. I don't know any blind people. I definitely, if I met someone on the internet and they were like, oh, I'm blind, I'd be like, okay, you know. I don't even know you. I don't know anything about you. I've never met you. And, like, you don't have sight. And that is obviously a complication, right? So it's like, that's just on top of everything. I've never even met this person, you know what I mean? It's already weird enough meeting people online and like talking to them, you know what I mean?
I think to ask three people specifically, would you date a blind person, regardless of our answers, which I'm sure are, yeah, there's a version of my life where that could happen, of course, I'm sure. I don't think anybody has a rule against dating blind people. It's not like, you know, blondes or sorority girls, it's not something that people are specifically like, I would never go out with a blind guy. Like, that's, are there like blind guys lying, you know what I mean? Like, weird. But it's not helpful to ask three people specifically, because the truth is there are hundreds of thousands of millions of people who would date a blind person. That's not a qualification that people are going to be checking for. You have to, I'm gonna, what's this guy's name?
I don't know.
Listen, let me talk to you specifically. Bye. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta go out there and you gotta live life, and you gotta understand that you are not your blindness. You're not. You have other, you fucking
There's
make,
the
you
Nick
make,
I know.
Shut
there
up,
he
let
is.
Me do this. You make punk music, you make hip hop, you clearly have lots of friends, you're in a band, you seem like a real straight shooter, you seem like a solid cat, so other people are gonna, you know, see those qualities, and you're gonna find somebody.
Exactly, and that's easier to do in person, not through some fucking site.
Right. Get off the internet,
weird.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And you won't know this, but I'm incredibly good looking, and I have been on.
You're such
I have
an idiot.
Been on plenty of dating sites, and I've had zero success with them. Seriously, dating sites are nonsense. The internet.
I
sucks.
Joined Match.com for like a day and signed for free, and then immediately was like, "This is no,
it's,
no. Well,
it's already weird.
Give no. it more than a day." But when no. when you get out in real life and people go like, oh, you make hip hop and you play them your fucking beats, or you play them your punk music or whatever, or they, you know, see what you're interested in, they're going to be able to evaluate you as an entire person. But if you take what it might be objectively your least favorable quality and then represent yourself with that, people are going to go, yeah, he kind of made the decision for me. So you just have to go live life, and eventually you'll bump into somebody, no pun intended, and then you will... Oh, you'll love this guy would appreciate that. He's got ears. Bang! Sorry. No, man, just come on. Fucking, you're going to meet tons of people. You sound like a young guy. You're going to fuck plenty of chicks in your life, and you're going to eventually find somebody who loves you, and you guys are going to rub noses together.
Aw.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. I would definitely not cross someone off because they were blind. Like, if everything else was like... You know, for me, I only date someone...
They were deaf also. Kay Wolf wants no part of it.
Anyway.
No, but...
For me, it's like all about chemistry. That's why, honestly, I don't want to do a dating website, because I feel like I'd have to go on so many dates and dinners, and like, you just never know until you're in person. And even like, for me, I'd even prefer friendships into something, because you just don't know how that's going to actually mix.
Yeah, it's just like, how many times have you seen someone who you're like, I don't, how the hell did he land that girl? Like, he's not that good looking, whatever, but he's just like a really funny guy, and like, you know, he's just like whatever. So it's like, those are the qualities that people are attracted to, like, in person, but like, how can you represent that online? It was some fucking thing like, I'm a funny guy. Like, who the fuck's not going
to
write that?
I used to have a joke where I was like, when I'm a nightmare on dating websites, because I'm a single mom, vegetarian, and I live in New Jersey. It was like, you know what I mean? But like, if someone meets me in person, they don't give a fuck about any of that stuff, for the most part. You're such an ass.
I'm just teasing.
No, I'm serious. I've never had a boyfriend where those things mattered, where they were like, oh, you live in New Jersey, forget it. But on a website, they don't know you. They're like, oh, that'll be a pain to cross, you know.
Right, because their assessment of you becomes riding the train.
Yes, it has stopped
having anything to do with you. And the other thing, too,
is a single mom, I'm going to have to help take care of her kid. If you meet me, you're like, oh, she doesn't take care of her kid.
Hilarious. Solid. Is that in your act?
No.
Put it in there. The other thing is fucking if every you check somebody's dating profile, there are always these really vague like understandings of themselves that they write. I'm really funny. Most people are not funny. I think all of our closest friends are hilarious people. And then I know plenty of people who are not comedians who I'm sure have some form of funny or blah 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 in their profile, where, and I'm not saying that they're not funny in their own groups of friends or whatever, but they're usually wrong from an objective standpoint. Same thing with nice guy, I like to travel, who, all that shit. It's a very hack joke at this point,
man.
But like, who doesn't like to travel? The point is, if you put your an actually like vivid understanding of yourself in your dating profile, that still wouldn't be enough, because it's just words. Like, people have to meet you to understand how those things actually play out in real life.
I was also thinking about that, what I would write in a dating, it would be way too much. I'd be like, I need someone who's emotionally mature and evolved. And it would just be like, guy would just be like, I'm good.
Every guy would be like, is this a fucking dating profile or thing. The plot of Prometheus?
Exactly.
I would get five words.
If you don't believe
into
in aliens,
profile,
you can get the fuck out of here. What?
I said I would get five words into your profile and be like, okay.
I know.
Right.
And yet here we are, best friends forever.
Because they met in person.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next email.
So think about it. You and I would never have become friends even. Like, you're a lot younger than me. Yeah, just wanted to happen.
I know, he's a lot younger.
Wow, you too.
Sorry.
But I look young, and that's what counts.
I'm pinching your cheeks.
You do look young.
I do.
Yeah, you look very young.
Thanks, it's because I'm an alien, and it shines right out of me. I had a dream, actually.
Here we go.
Where I saw, because my ex-boyfriend and I both have dreams where we've met with aliens before. Like, seriously, the same kind of dreams, and they look the same, these things. So,
what else did he say to get in your pants?
That's not true.
Who had the dream first?
Me.
Yeah.
No, he's been super into it. I'm just teasing. Anyway,
you.
No, but I had a dream where I walked up to him, and the first thing he said to me in the dream was, he's like, you're looking extra alien lately. And I was like, I know. Like, that, we just had a nice conversation, then we kept walking our separate ways.
Are you an alien, or are you and your ex-boyfriend?
Tim, because we both have these alien connection things, and in my dream he was like, you're looking extra alien. To me, that's such a compliment. There are people who look alien, like they glow a lot. I don't know, they have like an alien quality.
I think lamps.
Kind of.
You mean lamps?
A little bit.
Because people don't glow.
People glow. Oprah glows.
No,
yeah, Ellen DeGeneres glows.
You probably hate Ellen too, huh?
No, she's fine.
Who are your... Oh, Jim Carrey.
What about Jim Carrey?
He loves Jim Carrey.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Who doesn't love Jim Carrey?
He's a great guy.
He's probably alien. He's very spiritual. I love Jim Carrey.
He actually gave a
speech.
He's
50, but I would date him.
Here's the thing, man.
He gave a speech at a college once. It was phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying.
I consider myself a spiritual person. But you know what? I'm not even trying to make a joke here. This is going to sound stupid. The most important thing to me is laughing, is joking around.
Absolutely.
And making jokes,
having fun.
And I have made my whole entire life in the church pews, made fun of church, made fun of my parents' divorce. Everything that is supposed to be sacred in my life, I have decimated with comedy, because on the other side of that is laughter and people enjoying themselves more than they would have if we just sat around and respected stuff.
No.
So I value all your spirituality and all your aliens, and I'll even go as far as to say that I agree. But if it's funny, I'm not going to obliterate anything that you say because you say it. Okay.
I was waiting for a reaction there, Kate.
I didn't know what to say. For a second, I started thinking about something else, and then I came back.
She's like, you said a lot of things, so I wasn't listening.
I'm a long-winded talker.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that you were boring me. I started thinking about, I don't know, I feel like I don't get into enough sometimes on this podcast exactly what my beliefs even are. Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Are you fucking out of your goddamn mind? Are you serious? So
I mean, I want to say here, and I want to talk about like weird shit all the time, but I also want to have a lot of fun with it. That's the other thing. Like, I've met a lot of spiritual people who just like read a ton of books on it and they don't know how to laugh. So I want to have a good balance of like fucking around, joking. I like pissing people off. And I also, for me, religion is something that needs to be rocked because it's such tight rules and restrictions. Well, so I feel like that needs to be.
Oh, I just had this conversation with my friends the other day. And I said, I said this sentence and I immediately started laughing at myself. I said, you know, people who are like really religious are dumb. That's what I said.
Dude, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I said this in the car, and then I said it like at a show once. And I, look, this needs to be dissected, and I don't believe it, blah, 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 disclaimers, but I have straight up said on multiple occasions, a little bit, if you believe in God, you're a fucking idiot.
But like...
No, but I believe... Do you mean God in the sense of like the old guy sitting on a throne, or you mean God in general? Because I do believe that there's a big connecting.
I'm not saying if you have beliefs. I kind of can only represent that opinion with that one exact sentence. That's really kind of all I can do, because the more I have to defend it, the more I look like an asshole. But
no, but it's not about looking like an asshole. It's asking you what that even means. So you're not spewing bullshit.
Okay, here's what I mean. Replace the word believe with think. And then ask a person what their beliefs are. And then just replace the word believe with think. A person sounds so much crazier when they use the word think instead of believe. And it's pretty much the same thing. Except one of them is completely unfounded and doesn't need evidence. So if a person goes, I think there is like a...
What?
Guy in the sky. It doesn't have to be a man. It can be a wolf lion or a woman or whatever, an energy force.
I do think that there is a big energy force that's connecting all of us.
That, Jim Carrey, but here's the thing, that's so vague that's fine. But once you take a person's beliefs and you put the word think in them, it sounds so fucking stupid.
I don't know. You and I disagree a lot on this stuff. I hear you. I'm not a religious person but I think the world's way weirder.
What I was saying with my sense, I was just kind of like, I thought religions were supposed to be like guidelines to a better life or whatever it's supposed to be, but like there's a lot of religions that have crazy restrictions or people who are just super like radical with their beliefs, and they just like don't do this, don't do that, don't do that.
Yeah,
you can't look at me this way, like, you know what I mean? It's like, what the like you're taking away someone's quality of life with that at that point. To me,
I 100%
agree. I'm you know, I'm barely fucking Catholic or whatever the hell I am, I don't know, but I just don't get that. I just don't get all the restrictions. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's when things become about restrictions and rules and what you can't do, that's when you know it's fucked up. Because for me, spirituality is about finding your own truth and what resonates with you.
Right, but a lot of religion is founded on sacrifice, the idea of giving up something for something better.
I'm not about that life at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It all like contradicts with each other, but it's also, to me, I'm thinking logically, like, and sitting in this fucking room, if I whispered something in his ear and then he whispered it to him and then you, it would be completely fucking different. And that's four people. Mm-hmm. So imagine across all of time and how people are rewriting this fucking book. After a while, someone's gonna be like, oh yeah, by the way, fucking no meat on Fridays. Dude, what? Yeah. Where did that come from?
I agree.
What happened to just like, don't kill someone and shit? That's
a lot of it's that sort of telephone effect, but then a lot of it started that perverse and ridiculous. Like a lot of, because you understand, like most religions were created in a time where they didn't have bathtubs yet. Like they're going to have a really, really like brilliant understanding of how to live your life. Christianity came out in a time when they were going, oh, rain? Yeah. That's a guy who's angry and the sky's rain. That's what rain is. And everyone's like, oh, okay, fucking, yeah, all right. So nobody hit your wives anymore or else there'll be a drought.
Yeah, we gotta kill our kids so that we could get some rain for our crops.
It's all OCD. That's my firm belief.
And by OCD, you mean like trying to control something you can't control.
Yeah. Because, all right, here's why I think that. So I was raised Greek Orthodox. And when we, in my family, if like my mom would go, my grandma, she would go like, did you hear that poor girl over on Crescent Street? She got hit by a car and she's in the hospital and they think she's going to die. And then my grandma would go and do the sign of a cross over. And so what happened is she had a thought and then it started to either related to me or my family or even that little girl, and it made her uncomfortable. And then basically what she's doing is she's now wishing that that won't happen or affect her life or affect this poor girl's life in any way. And so what she's doing to rid herself of the feeling of that thought is she does the sign of the cross. I grew up having like really struggled with OCD, so when I would have a thought that would make me uncomfortable, I would do like a little twitch of some sort, and then it would make the thought go away. It was just a way to control an irrational fear. It's literally the same thing, except my grandma's has a funny backstory. That's it. And that's every religion has, like, don't worry, just do this,
right,
and it'll be okay, which is fucking ridiculous.
Well, so in my spiritual school, what they talk about is including everything. So of yourself, like every thought, every emotion, you don't want to like push it away. Like, oh, that's an evil thought. That's, you know, you have to, doesn't mean you have to like it, but it's including it. Which I really like. Even your monsters. Actually, I was having really gruesome dreams with like these creepy monstery things. And I think I might've said this on here. My therapist / spiritual healer had me start drawing them as a way to like get in touch with them and kind of celebrate it.
That's fun. He works at what, preschool?
You're so rude. It was a great thing, and I would suggest it to anyone who has.
Were you
using
like crayons and you were holding it with a full fist?
Pencil. That's so, you know, I actually thought of you when I was drawing it though, because you, a lot of your drawings.
Because you are a monster.
That's hysterical. No, it was a lot more positive because he's an artist and he has like a lot of gruesome.
Yeah,
drawings.
I draw like comic books and stuff.
And I feel like I've always avoided drawing in a gruesome way, but it was nice to almost be given permission, if that makes sense. Like, oh, you don't have to be ashamed of those images you have. You don't have to be ashamed of your anger. And then it made me think of Tim Burton, who I'm obsessed with, and how he combined like this whimsical way of being with those monsters. And
me
I think
too.
That's
I'm
really
actually,
cool.
For the same reason, I'm super obsessed with Tim Burton. When I was growing up and I used to draw like, you know, dragons and all that stuff, my, and like superheroes.
Preparing for your friendship with me.
Uh-huh. I was drawing you specifically.
Yeah.
Not dragons. My grandma would come over and like in Greek, like yell at me and say, stop drawing those devils.
Exactly.
And I just, dude, even at like 7 years old, I was like, nah, shit's cool. It's just cool as fuck.
Yeah, because it sounds like your grandma's denying her inner devil.
Yeah,
monster.
I think she thought I was like possessed or gay or something. I don't know.
I love
because drawing dragons. Yeah.
Gay.
What a gay.
Well, no, I'm drawing like jacked,
what a fucking
muscly
male dragon
superheroes and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
Drawing Superman. She's like, nah, I don't like that.
Oh,
shit.
You want to fuck Superman?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do to
no,
him?
No,
because that's what I do when I want to fuck someone. I just start drawing them.
I definitely don't want to fuck the monsters. Actually, though, I'll tell you something.
I don't like how that's fucking
I do want to fuck the monsters.
Well, a lot of times when I have, and this has been going on since I was younger.
Is it like a lot of tentacle monsters?
I'll have a dream where this like monster is coming at me and I use my sexuality as a technique to try to get that thing to not hurt me by like either coming onto it, making out with it. So I've
had the same thought.
Wait, really?
And similar dreams, yeah. And I've thought this about movies all the time too. Like if you're watching Jason when he's coming like the ch-ch, and he's like running after some like, you know, hot like 16-year-old girl, like why don't you just turn around and go like, dude, fuck my friends, I will suck your dick. Like why not try like to fuck a ghost or whatever? Like I would try, like if it's that or death, I'd be like, all right, look, Freddy, I will fucking
what do you want me to do? No, I literally, when I was like, 15, 16, and Freddy Krueger, that's like my first one, came after me, and I was like, we don't have to do, we could do something else. Freddy.
It's so much funnier when you do it.
You sucked Freddy Krueger's dick.
It looks like Domino's pizza.
I don't know if I actually did
melted.
It or if I just started doing it, but I've definitely had dreams where I have.
Was that your first sex dream, too?
No.
A lot of confusing. And you hadn't even seen the movie yet, too? You're like,
no, I hadn't seen the movie. I was just fucking Freddy. But we can call that. Well, that's what we'll call the podcast, fucking Freddy. But no, I definitely have used that as a way. But I mean, it goes to like deeper shit of using sexuality as a way to protect myself,
wait,
I guess.
Yeah, so you're telling me that a woman used her sexuality to get what she wanted. No way.
I'm not really a typical girl who does that, though. I don't really have sex with most people.
Club promoters?
Which is a funny way of saying.
Oh, really? Oh, really? So we're supposed to not call you a slut because you haven't fucked the majority of alive people.
That's why that sounded so stupid. But I mean, like, I've never thought of myself. Like, I'm not a girl who goes out there to get what she wants is like, well,
Yeah. That's a very, like, it's funny because in the 40s or like even like the 20s, like that character of like a woman who gets what she wants using sex, it's like a vixen. Everyone's like, oh, she's like,
oh, a vixen,
a dame. Like,
yeah.
Now it's just like a slut. Now it's just like, hey, fucking, I'll suck your dick if you give me those nachos. Like, there's nothing empowered.
Do you
about...
meet a lot of those girls, Nick?
No, but they're out there for sure. Like, I don't feel like there's a lot of like empowered.
Do you
like,
ever have a girl? Joe, I don't even like nachos. Your dick.
No, I just like Kim Kardashian, like, is the closest thing to that. Somebody who like can use sexuality to like, you know, kind of dominate the world, and she is like one of the like most like goofy sounding people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. My point is I have had actual dreams where I've gotten sexual with some creepy shit.
It's a fucking,
I thought, by the way,
shit.
That the question was going to be, are you going to go on a blind, would you ever go on a blind date?
We got past that, like, a while ago.
Yeah, and then you sucked a Freddy Krueger's dick.
I don't know if I sucked his dick. I don't remember.
Someone's dick got
I've
sucked in
I've definitely sucked
dream.
A lot of weird dicks in my dreams. And I've also eaten out a lot of vaginas in dreams.
Really?
Not even just attractive. Like,
I've had some gay dreams.
Yeah, well, I mean, people, dreams are just, I've had weird dreams.
What the?
Probably weirder than most people.
I've never had anything close to any of these dreams.
Really?
No.
You don't have weird dreams?
That kind of bums me out.
I have
you.
Weird dreams, but
I almost don't
trust
you.
Monsters and shit.
It's actually like,
I had a dream.
Kind of hot.
The weirdest dream I ever had, I was at an Egyptian bazaar, I swear to God. I was like 9 years old. I was at like an Egyptian bazaar and I'm like looking through the fruit and shit. And I like put my hand in the fruit and it like sucks me in.
Really?
So now I'm like dragon snaking like through the fruit, and then my brother pops out of it and we're like swirling around each other, and the whole thing felt like an orgasm. Didn't know what an orgasm was. But like me and like my brother in dragon form are like circling around each other, like going in and out of like watermelon batches. And I woke up and I was like, I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was awesome. Pretty sure it was gay. Not gonna tell anyone about it.
Pretty sure it was gay. You know what's so
immediately
funny?
That's what I thought. I was like, well, this kid wants to fuck his brother. That's yeah. totally fine. All right.
With a dragon.
With a dragon present.
And then I did.
Isn't it
I
funny?
I woke up, walked to his room.
Guys, can we address the elephant in the room?
Oh my god, there's a live elephant in this room.
Big dragon theme.
Can you imagine?
I'm just saying, I predicted it. Lots of dragons.
It was more of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think you had that thought and then you said dragon 45 times on the podcast.
No, it's just, in my spiritual school, we do these healings. And this woman who's amazing, she gave me a healing. We both saw an image of a dragon at the same time. But we didn't talk about it till after. And I was like, and then I saw a dragon. And she was like, I saw a red dragon. And that was like,
that's like the most useless telepathy ever. Like, we can communicate mentally. Oh, what'd you do? We just both thought about dragons for a little while.
When we're both dead and hanging on the other side is just two cool souls that have been friends for lifetimes. I'm going to definitely say I told you so. Just like a little bit. We've definitely lived lifetimes together too, Joe.
Okay.
I think. I
have nothing to add.
I brought you up in my spiritual school, actually.
Oh, God.
So you're talking about the different universes. There's the physical universe, psychological universe, spiritual, and then like the big, like, you can't, don't even try.
You brought me up to this
Don't even try, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have a dream. I'm going to suck some fucking demon's dick now.
I would love that. God, I would love
that. If
that
happens, I'm going to fucking kill you.
So I think you could actually, I think if you're going to open up and evolve, you're going to have some of these weird things. But
I'm going to have to suck a demon dick?
I'm not saying
is
suck
that what it takes?
That's how you move up in her school.
Yeah. You're going to have to suck a dick.
Hey, you are doing excellent with the program. Here's your new lava lamp. Now, look, what we wanted to tell you is that if you want to pass the next class, you're going to have to suck Godnard's dick, okay?
No. Anyway. Well, oh, so we were talking about the different universes, and I brought you up in terms of the physical universe, because it's called Asya, and you have... You're definitely a master of the physical universe. Psychological, in and out, just meaning you don't like to focus very much. You're like, you're not a big person that's like, Nick, stop being an asshole.
Sorry.
You're
sorry,
not,
sorry, sorry.
Stop. You're not a big, you're not big at like, oh, I wonder, I have to, let me look to my childhood and my past to see why this happened, why that happened. I like that universe. It's called Yetzirah.
Yetzirah?
Yetzirah.
Sounds delicious.
Anyway. Do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah. I'm going to get a nosebleed any second talking about this stuff.
Honestly, I don't want you to get a nosebleed, but I feel like when you do start opening up to this...
I think you should end every podcast by speaking directly to the listener. And just telling them, like, hey guys, look, I know you're out there. You probably download this, or you listen to it on SoundCloud or whatever.
But do something today for yourself, you know? And I don't just mean, you know, get a bag of Doritos and on the couch watching. I mean, get out there. And what's your dream? Take a minute. Let's do a minute on air, guys. We're not going to do the whole thing. Do something for your dreams. You know, go out there and really believe in yourself, because you only get one shot. That is, of course, if you believe in the reality that I do. If you believe in Kate's, you get like 96 lives and you get dragon scales and...
More than 96, something but like continue. It's but infinity.
My point is, you get one shot at this thing that they call life, and you really have to go for it. You got to believe in
yourself.
I know
you're being a little bit sarcastic, but everything you're saying is on point and beautiful, so that's why I'm not interrupting you.
Thank you. Because I do mean this.
Well, you're actually a very, very sensitive person.
Very sensitive.
But it's very blocked off.
Very. It's a defense mechanism, you guys.
I know it is.
But hang on. Put your defense mechanisms down, and you get out there, and you fucking believe in it.
Yes.
Okay? You do what you got to do in this life.
We didn't get any cool voices from you this time, Nick. I feel like that's what the people wanted.
Nah.
No cool voices, just you being condescending half the time, and then opening up the other half.
I am
Nick,
I'm
where can they find you?
Where can you find me, guys? Look, I'm out here. I'm just a breeze in the wind. I'm everywhere and I'm nowhere. Okay. Well, what's most important?
Are you trying to be
what's
me
most
right now?
Important? What's most important is that I'm here for you.
So you can follow him on Twitter, Mr. Nick Callis, on Instagram, although he might not let you follow him, Mr. Nick Callis.
You can also look in the sky.
That's true. Our spirit is everywhere.
Because we're everywhere.
Because who cares about the physical? Energetically.
I'm being dead serious, listeners. Believe in yourself. Fucking go for your dreams. What do you guys want to do? You want to be a school teacher? Teach the fuck out of some kids. Make a next great generation. You want to make music? Don't go to parties on the weekends that nobody cares if you go to. If you're in high school, I'm speaking to you. Don't go to parties and drink. Drink totally, but alone at home.
Yeah, you and just like it was good advice, and now it's just like, all right.
Okay, so that's where you can find
it. Alone and cry.
Look,
also,
follow your dreams. I mean it. Believe in yourself. You can actually do it. I'm
and
serious.
He means this right
I
now.
I really,
by the
okay,
way.
I really do mean this.
Because we've had conversations that are very heartwarming
just,
and about just following
just
your dreams.
Just follow your dreams. Just go for it. What else are you going to do? You have nothing
and
to do.
And that's the tweet I wanted to do, where I'm going to say, you know, if you're a coward, you're still going to die. Being a coward doesn't save
exactly.
you from death. So you might as well be as brave as you can. Take the risk. You're going to die anyway. Do
True.
It being
True.
Happy
and
following your heart.
If you follow your heart, you might just find that you live forever. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening.
Oh. Drops the fucking headphones. Guys, you can follow me at the Kate Wolf if you want a tarot card reading.
But you can also follow
You're
me.
So annoying. If you want a tarot card reading, email me kwolf27@gmail.com.
Just really quick, guys, I'm also doing tarot card readings. You can email me at mrnickcallis@rocketmail.com. Just doing weekly readings. Where are you doing yours, Kate?
At your mom's house.
That's also where I'm doing mine.
Cool.
If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, at Joe Santagato.
He's also doing tarot card readings.
I'm not. And yeah, I have nothing to add to any of this because I don't know what the fuck's going on.